I definitely watched some Thunderbird.
How about giving us a little countdown and pressing the big red button?
Terrahawks? Okay. You'd think if you were making an android, you'd give her a bit of teeth, wouldn't you?
Are you now ready to watch an episode from Terrahawks?
Never been readier.
Anything can happen in the next half hour.
Ooh, time for Terrahawks.
Bless him, he's so excited about this.
Yes. I feel like we have a sort of sliding scale of Terrahawks appreciation.
Now, Seth.
Yeah.
It's not my favourite Gerry Anderson series.
Okay, okay.
Shall we see how we go?
Shall we see where I fall on
this?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. If I hate it, will you be my friend still?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, cool.
Terrahawks, stay on this channel.
Gosh, that's a big face.
Yes.
It is. It is. Why the big face?
And a nice big theme tune to go with it as well.
Yeah.
Ooh, a brain.
State-of-the-art effects there for the opening credits.
It's Kevin Davies who did animation for Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, or worked on that team.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yes.
Oh, it's Hiro H-I-R-O.
Uh-huh. So here's our cast of characters. Most people get excited about the spacecraft, though, really.
The lovely Zeroids, yes. And one thing we didn't establish about Tiger during our little briefing is that he's one of 9 clones. The idea being that if he's killed in battle...
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, because they can bring in another clone, wipe its brain, and replace it with recordings of the original brain.
Oh.
I don't think this episode touches on that, but... Just another fascinating part of the world of Terrahawks.
Yeah.
P.U.
Yes. Yeah, 35 of the 39 episodes were written by the same man, so he was using...
Pseudonyms.
Pseudonyms. Very odd pseudonyms, yes.
What is it?
Here we are on Mars.
Unspeakable horror my mother has released.
We will soon know.
I see your fearful anticipation, youngster. Prepare to face.
So I find the characters
monster of the
a little broad for my taste.
Smoldering.
I do see what you mean.
Yeah. And it's all just a little bit childish. That's my feeling on this.
I find it part of the appeal, and it does allow it to go to some odd and sometimes dark places.
It's grotesque.
And I think he's adorable.
He's so cute.
Near me.
Wow.
Horrible.
And it's a lovely idea as well, I think, of
horrible.
We're unleashing this terrifying monster, and he's just, yeah.
Embodiment of repellence.
It's just beauty standards, you know, different beauty standards that we all feel pressured to live up to.
Some women like to have a skull earring.
Yeah.
Reflected in its features.
It's your choice whether you're horribly wizened or very hairy.
That's right, we don't want any teddy bear shaming here, do we?
No.
Their own destruction.
And there is a subtle clue about Yuri in his name.
Geller?
Yes, there is a Geller connection.
Is there?
There is, yes. You'll find out. You're interested now, aren't you?
Barely.
Gonna destroy humanity by bending spoons at them.
Well, that was one way to do it, yeah.
Here's to be an unpowered space capsule of some kind. Is it armed?
What's his accent supposed to be?
I think it's just a very camp robot.
Okay. Yeah. And getting camper by the week.
Almost certainly alien.
Trajectory? It will be drawn in by Earth's gravity and presumably burn up.
So, these have hands in them.
Yeah.
It's not making them more expressive, though, is it?
Interesting,
it's
isn't
exactly
it?
Exactly the same.
That's part of the problem. And I've heard even people working on the show saying that actually the visuals, in particular the puppets, kind of drag things down.
It's like Kermit the Frog. He can go like... Meh, meh.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are quite rigid, aren't they? Their faces are quite...
I think it works more for the villains than for the human characters.
I said fire, Space Sergeant.
I'm sorry, Lieutenant. I'm picking up a sound from inside the capsule.
Let me hear it. Identify.
It's some kind of life form.
Duh.
What do you make of it, Doctor?
It's adorable is what it is.
Cry for help.
Maybe.
We can't just open fire.
It's alien.
Tiger.
Please, can we rescue him?
Oh, you're so cute. I want
maximum security.
I'm just going to kill you a little bit.
10-10.
So they're sending the teddy bear to kill these people.
Airlock.
I think that's the plot, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you for clarifying. Mm-hmm.
How's he going to do it?
I used to play Dungeons & Dragons, obviously, because I'm a huge nerd.
Yes.
And in one of the games we played, I was a teddy bear called Doom.
Doom?
Oh. And I was really violent. Really, I mean, it's a family podcast, so I'm not going to say what I did.
Sure, fire.
It was some bad stuff.
Wow. Well, it is a lovely image to subvert, isn't it? A cuddly teddy bear.
Yeah.
Being the villain.
Yeah.
But even at this point in the series, and this is relatively early on, the Terrorhawks haven't learnt the lesson of not bringing anything aboard that they don't know.
Yeah.
Is a thing out of space? Well, it's not like we're at war with someone.
His friend?
Mars. Let's bring it in.
It sounds cute.
Yeah.
I think. Yes, lead.
What about the interior?
It's hollow. Empty, except for the life form.
Can you identify?
It's comparatively small.
Uh-huh.
Air.
Fluffy. Stuffed.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Except I've located an entrance panel. It seems to be sound activated.
We've checked out the capsule, Doctor.
It appears harmless.
Okay.
Well, that's going to blow up in their faces.
I hope so.
Search for sound frequency.
Are you all right?
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm just, did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh,
there he is.
Hey, friend.
Oh, he's got a little uniform thing on.
A sash, yeah.
Acquired a space bear, and his name is Yuri.
That's a good day's work for someone.
Yeah, someone, that's their job for that day.
Interesting thing is, we don't know who actually did the voice for that.
Uh-huh.
It's not either of the regular voice actors.
Oh, really?
It's not Robbie or Jeremy.
Oh.
Because we brought him back in one of the audios and neither of them knew what he was or who did the voice. So it's something of a...
That makes me think maybe the teddy bear is real?
It could be, yeah.
So
yeah,
the voice is just done by...
Just the bear himself, yeah.
He's just so appealing.
So we had a landing sequence there rather than a launch sequence.
That was Treehawk
in their base.
Wow. What's the matter, Yuri? Maybe he's hungry.
No.
He ate about
the human brains
10 minutes ago.
I mean, it's fairly dodgy, the noises,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah, it's very odd.
Will someone shut it up?
Now, there's Kate Kestrel on the left.
Yeah.
The yellow wig. Is there going to be a song this week, Chris?
Wonderful.
I think we'll...
How about some music, Yuri?
Turn the floor over to Kate Kestrel now.
I think you'll enjoy this bit.
Yeah.
So Kate Kestrel, as well as being one of the Terrorhawks,
yeah.
is a recording artist.
So they need to find space for her to show off her talents.
Yes, in most episodes there's a song.
Is it going to feel a bit too long?
Oh, almost certainly.
Yeah. My heart
begins to... It can do. But by and large, I find the songs are pretty good in this show. In fact, one of them was released...
As a single.
As a single in real life, yeah. They tried to market her as a real-life pop star.
Oh.
That didn't really go anywhere.
Send her to Top of the Pops.
Yes.
Oh, he likes it.
Does it?
He loves it.
Touch with the Zoological Institute. They'll take it off our hands. Get it out of here tonight. Use Hudson.
I mean, that's a bit harsh.
Yeah.
That does it. He's singing along. Get him out of here.
Need to be dismissed as just make annoying noises, then, I mean... We'd be out of a job, wouldn't we? We'd be shipped off to the zoological.
Well, that's basically everything you do, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
The automatic doors appear to be jammed, sir.
He did that with his nose.
Yeah. It's magic nose.
And yellow eyes just like the baddie from Thunderbirds.
In Hudson?
I seem to...
Deploy nose.
That's rather painful.
They're Rolls Royces alive, by the way.
Oh.
Ah.
Oh, good.
So he's disrupting the Rolls Royces systems.
So that he can't leave.
What happened?
Well, poor old Hudson's not as young as he used to be. I think he's had a seizure, sir.
All right. We'd better take...
So that's Windsor.
That's him. Yeah. That's right.
I told you to lock that door.
Well, I did, sir.
So...
Meanwhile, on Mars...
Predicted. Our grotesque accomplice begins.
We're still no nearer to working out what their plan is, though, with this bear, aren't we?
Their plan is the same every week.
To destroy the terror. But how? With the bear, how?
Well, he's demonstrated he has power over...
He has a magic nose.
Yeah. What more do you want?
Yeah. Is your nose magic? I don't think so.
No, it's not.
Oh, sorry, Zelda. Our hairy little friend.
The one with the yellow hair looks a bit like a sort of horrific Grayson Perry.
Truly.
Yes, you're right.
Ordinary.
Yes.
He
sort of a decomposing Grayson Perry.
The Terrorhawk.
I think that's Windsor again as the voice of that cube.
He's laughing.
So the cubes are Zelda's version of the...
Version of the Zeroids, yeah. So there's lots of shootouts between the two sides over the course of the series.
Classic.
And this White House is now in South America.
Yes, not to be confused with the White House.
Your eyes off it, Zero.
You can rely on me, sir.
Hey, Sarge, is Hudson all right? I heard he's not too bright.
He's in a bad way, lad. They're operating now.
So many confusing accents for the little robot spheres.
Fast.
Yes.
And you haven't heard half of them yet.
No, I'm braced for the...
Screwdriver.
Screwdriver.
Spanner.
Spanner.
Oh, here we go.
Basically, every Zeroid, it was a different accent or a different verbal tick or something.
It's down to 20. Is it going to make it?
We can only do our best. The next few minutes will be critical.
He's barely ticking.
I feel like he's travelling all over the world.
Yes. But how authentic are you finding the Scottish accent?
Fine.
In comparison.
Yeah.
Lift off in 10 minutes.
What?
We're scheduled to meet the supply train, remember?
Oh, yes.
Oh, but I put my special dress on.
I got my stripy sleeve.
Well, we have done all we can.
Colour's a little better.
Yes, but the oil pressure is still low. Hudson? Can you hear me, Hudson?
Do they really need to wear surgical masks?
Well, no. And nor do they need to have that green sheet. I think they're just kind of riffing on the whole surgical theatre thing, aren't they?
They don't want him to get a blood infection.
I feel rather good. To be perfectly honest, I feel marvellous.
Take it easy.
I haven't felt so good in years.
Yes, I think you're overdoing it a bit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
The patient has made a full recovery.
I would imagine Windsor's just like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it my way. And everyone's like, OK, fine, you just do it. We won't tell you. We won't tell you no.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, no.
Here we go. Oh, the hard stare.
What's wrong, 5-5?
Five Five's out of it.
What have you done to him? Don't try anything. I've got my eye on you.
This Teddy character makes me feel like maybe I could do voice acting.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's very wise.
Though you don't see many evil teddy bears on TV these days. Not as many as they used to.
I think we should fix that.
Yeah.
For help.
I do love the body language that they give the puppet as he moves. It's like he's... I'm having fun.
Yeah.
What mischief am I going to go off and do now? Yeah. Oh. Guess I'm not going in there.
Those his eyelids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
How in Spacefire did it get out?
I don't know, sir.
You must have let it out.
No, sir. I hate that bear. I knew it was trouble the first time I saw it.
Okay. All right, kill the alarm.
Sir.
You did, didn't you? You said.
I did.
Yeah.
I said, that's a wrong one right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Distortion here.
That bear isn't strong enough to bend steel, sir.
It does kind of undercut the tension and the drama a bit when we've seen him with the villains to start with, and then we find all this.
Aha.
Yeah.
It's here to bend metallic.
But then that's par for the course with this show, really.
But it'd be more interesting if we had discovered halfway through that he was in league with Zelda.
Does he do it? You're...
Now, explain that character to us, Chris.
What, Sistar?
Sistar. Yeah.
Sistar.
Zelda's sister?
Yeah.
Whose name happens to be Sistar?
Yeah. Yeah. What more do you want to explain, Richard? She has a wig that doesn't fit on her head and keeps falling down over her eyes.
Yeah. Okay.
She's an android too.
She's an android, yes. Later on she has a baby. Baby android, yeah. Called Itstar.
Oh. Who made the androids?
In the series. They never went into it in the series. But the backstory was it was Prince Zigar of the planet Guk. He made Zelda as a servant and she rebelled and overthrew, conquered the planet and then set off into space in search of a new world.
Me. Right, lad. Right leads to the reactor chamber. That's covered. We'll go left.
So even though there's an evil teddy bear on the base, the Terrorhawks are still heading off to meet their supply train anyway, because, you know...
They've got stuff to do.
Yeah, life goes on.
Yeah. Mm. Can't put everything on one side just because of an evil teddy bear.
No.
In fact, that would be giving in to the evil teddy bear.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how the evil teddy bears work.
He wants he wants attention. Just give it to him.
Yeah.
2-2 and 2-3, double back. We got the little beggar cornered. Let's go.
I mean, they're quite nifty. They are very BB-8, now you
mention. Yeah. Mm. I still think the design of these is just...
Design.
It's very clever.
Perfect, yeah.
It's good.
Panic over, sir. We've got the little devil.
10-10, Zero.
No, he's going to... He's going to wiggle his nose at you.
Yeah.
You're going to get exploded.
Preparing for liftoff.
So what is it? Bewitched. She's the nose wiggler.
Yeah.
For me, you little furry fella. There is no escape, so why don't you come quietly?
Uh-oh, don't annoy the bear! You've maddened it!
He's done it to me again! Take him, lads!
I feel like maybe they need a different plan other than just finding it, getting messed up by it, and then going away.
Haven't really thought it through.
This is the...
Smoke coming out of them.
The downside of having the majority of your troops be made of metal.
Mm-hmm.
When you're up against a metal-bending bear.
Fire!
Ouch.
Galloping pit ponies! He very nearly shot his...
Can you just say galloping big buoys?
Pit ponies, I think. Not that that makes any more sense.
No.
When you think about it.
Previously worked in the mines.
Well, he's Welsh.
Yeah.
So, you know.
No.
Yeah, I think Windsor had he slipped a few Welshisms into the script from time to time.
The controls are jammed.
We're locked on thrust.
Yikes! I bet they're not going to damage the craft. I bet somehow it survives unscathed.
They probably don't have the budget to
Exactly. I don't have to rebuild it.
Take him out, Zero.
Tiger! No!
He'll kill all of us.
But he's just a cuddly bear.
Yeah, he doesn't mean it.
He's just misunderstood.
Guns!
It is telekinesis. Any ideas?
Lead. Screen him with lead, Sergeant Major.
Right. Mm. And where are we going to get that from?
Go to the lead cupboard.
Bound to be some in there.
Knew it'd come in useful one day.
He's in tune with you.
Well, I've got some lead bullets in my pistol. Will that do? Yeah.
Ah.
Now is not the time for a musical interlude.
She's going to beat him with song.
Yay!
going to be too busy dancing.
I look into your eyes.
Is this not the time for a song?
Well, earlier he showed that he was prone to being distracted by the music. Maybe it's the best idea in the world.
Weigh 20 tons. Put your back.
And we have a lead skip as well.
Mm. Say break. You at the front, stop dead. Roll out!
Oh, eyes have gone out.
What is that delightful noise?
Controls freed.
Right.
So it may be 2020, but an 80s pop ballad that's going to save the day.
Yeah, true.
Some things never go out of style.
Yeah.
You're about to get leaded.
This is one of my favourite ways of disposing of a villain in any episode of anything, I think, what they do with him.
Break!
You drop a skip on him. Why don't more shows do that with their villains?
Yeah.
So simple.
Quite an easy victory, isn't it?
At least we saved our collector's plates.
Is this him sometime down the line reminiscing about being
you, huh? Well,
next day or something.
Bear.
Talking of Yuri, what do we do with him?
I have a theory. If we were to send him to Mars...
Too marketable not to have appear in future episodes. We need to send him back where he came.
Find a good character.
Ah.
Eva, welcome to a returning hero. Wow. He failed, but came so close to success.
Of course he failed. I never believed in the...
Is he underwater?
...ordinary powers.
Oh!
Oh, vengeance.
Ow!
Hey, he spooned you.
I see.
You got spooned.
In lava. That's hot.
That's not an effect on the voice. That's the voice actor actually doing that gurgling for real. Wow. It started as an impression of a Dalek.
That's how you earn the big bucks in this.
Yeah, then he got to do that.
Oh, thank heavens for that. Great. Now, you see, I don't find it the most sophisticated.
It's not over yet, though.
Oh.
Well, it is over. But every week on the end credits, the Xeroids and the Cubes, they have a little game of noughts and crosses. Who do we think's going to win this week?
Oh.
Xeroids.
Okay, I'll go Cubes, and Richard doesn't care.
That's about right, but let's watch anyway, just to keep you happy.
We can discuss it as it's all finished now, yeah.
Come on, Cubes.
So.
Yeah, so I struggle with Terrahawks a little.
Yeah.
To me, it's not a very sophisticated series.
You don't say.
And I mean that in terms of both the design and the puppetry and so on, but also the plotting I find a bit simplistic.
But I find that I can look past the visuals and see the core of the series is like anything goes. We can be as silly as we like.
Yeah.
And still make a kind of drama sort of work out of this situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as the show goes along, it gets increasingly zany and mad. So I'm well up for pretty much all Terrahawks, really.
Wow.
And there we go. 0-1. You called it.
Yeah.
Well done, Steph. Now give us your thoughts. Give us your honest thoughts on the ugliest monster of all.
Which it's probably fair to say that's a fairly average episode of Terrahawks.
Okay.
In terms of
that way.
Story. In terms of what happens.
Okay. I feel like I'm sat in the right place here.
Yeah, okay.
I feel quite middling about it.
Yeah.
I would have enjoyed watching that a lot when I was maybe like 10.
Right.
I think it feels like quite a sort of aimed at children kind of a show.
Yeah.
No offence.
No, that's fine.
I like watching kids stuff. No, I enjoyed it. I did enjoy it.
Would you be inspired to go and watch more Terrahawks or perhaps dive into other of Jerry's series and see what else he made?
I think I'd be more likely to go back to Thunderbirds than Terrahawks.
Yeah, interesting.
Maybe. But then I enjoy watching things where they're slightly rubbish and that makes them good.
Maybe we found our viewer base.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I actually I think I will go back to Terrahawks.
Well, Chris, in case Steph is tempted to watch anymore, where can we see Terra Hawk screened these days?
Two places, really. Firstly, we're uploading one episode a week on our YouTube channel. Mm. But Terra Hawks, in addition to most of the other Anderson shows, are all on ITVX.
Are they?
To watch for free.
Ooh! Oh, yeah. I'll do that.
Whenever you want. Thunderbirds, Stingray, Terra Hawk, Scarlet. Pretty much all that.
Maybe I'll organise a fun watch party with friends.
Yeah. Brilliant idea.
Yeah. That's
great. Why are you looking at him and not at me when you say that?
Sorry.
But anyway, Steph, thanks so much for joining us to watch your first episode of Terra Hawk.
Yeah, I've had a lovely time.
See you again.
Bye.
Let's get started.
I have just watched Terra Hawks for the first time. I thought it was wonderful, a real piece of art. I thought it was dreadful, and actually that Zelda was the real hero of the whole show. And I really don't want to hurt myself.